Healthcare legislation may be in shambles. There's no sign of a budget for 2017, much less 2018. But Congress is making progress with a bundle of bills aimed at improving procurement at the Homeland Security Department. Joining me with a roundup, Sam Skolnick, contracts reporter at Bloomberg BNA. Sam, good to have you on.
Thanks very much for having me, Tom. Appreciate it.
What is Congress trying to do here with Homeland Security? And tell us, there's a lot of bills here.
Yeah, so it's a slew of them. It's about, it's four of them that have passed the House. And cumulatively, the aim is to try to streamline procurement functions at the Department of Homeland Security, basically by codifying processes that have been put in place over the last several years, but that officials, watchdog officials with the Inspector General and with the Government Accountability Office, have been concerned that could be undone if there aren't rules, specifically laws, put in place to mandate that these efforts go forward.
So these have passed the House, and are there Senate counterparts at this point?
That's in the works now. And what happened is last year, a couple of bills that incorporated some of these same reforms died in the House. And so the effort this time is to make sure not just that they passed the House, which they did, which was this effort by folks with the Homeland Security Committee, as well as Majority Leader McCarthy to try to streamline and to push these through the House. But also the effort is to try to make sure that that the Senate also is fully on board with this. But again, that's a little less assured at this point.
All right, let's go through the bills as they are now at this point. And I guess maybe
sure.
The first one is called H.R. 1249 from Republican Brian Fitzpatrick. And
exactly. And what that would do is it would craft a multi-year strategy to guide the direction of acquisitions at Department of Homeland Security, DHS, while allowing it flexibility to deal with sort of emerging threats and risks. That's sort of an ongoing concern, is that while strategies are in place, that they be flexible and malleable enough to deal with sort of the Homeland Security landscape as it constantly evolves. So 1249, that was sponsored by, as you mentioned, by Brian Fitzpatrick. 1294, the next bill, also by three of these were sponsored by Republicans, one by a Democrat. The next one, 1294, sponsored by John Rutherford out of Florida, would mandate that DHS program managers alert their higher-ups at the agency, including the Secretary of Homeland Security, as well as Congress, regarding any program cost breaches. That's been sort of a recurring concern of these watchdogs that I mentioned, the Inspector General and the GAO, over the years, that some of these programs run cost a little bit more than they had anticipated and that Congress had wanted.
Sometimes they cost a lot more. Are there any particular programs you think are in their minds that are behind this bill?
So I think it's a range of programs that includes sort of large-scale IT purchases department-wide, as well as individual agency purchases. I believe, if I recall correctly, I'd heard some at the Coast Guard had cost a fair amount and might have been involved in these breaches, ship and cutter purchases. And so then the last two bills have to do with the Department of Homeland Security's the Undersecretary for Management, one of the top positions there. And basically, both of these bills in different ways aims to sort of bolster the oversight authority of this Undersecretary for Management. In the first bill, 1252, sponsored by Clay Higgins, Louisiana Republican, that would, in part, it would mandate that official lead an acquisition oversight body called the Acquisition Review Board, and it also would help delineate the role of the management undersecretary in relation to the other top department top brass. In other words, to make sure that official really has complete control over acquisition. I think that there's sort of this ongoing concern that that the chain of command be sort of really fully delineated as DHS goes forward.
We're speaking with Sam Skolnick, a contracts reporter at Bloomberg BNA. So with these first three bills, it sounds in many ways that they're modeling procurement after some elements in the Defense Department, such as stopgaps when things go over cost or over schedule.
Yeah, I had heard that. Folks who I had talked to had mentioned that, that there were certain ways in which procurement has worked out at DOD, the way that it's set up, is DHS could learn lots of lessons there, and that they should model some of their processes and management sort of functions on DOD. And in part, that kind of makes sense, given that DHS, has, when I talked to some folks in light of these four bills going through, you know, I was reminded that DHS is an awfully young agency. It's only 14 years old. It's, as one person quoted or, you know, told me, it's still maturing. It's not one size fits all. And not only is it young, but what they've been trying to do, their mission is unbelievably complex.
Now, there's a fourth bill that comes from a Democrat. Tell us about that one.
Sure. H.R. 1365, sponsored by Luis Correa, Democrat of California. That would encourage this Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary for Management to designate someone at the agency to oversee acquisition innovation efforts and to also to test best practices, emergent acquisition best practices. What an amendment to the bill that could pass, it would order the department to determine the impact of acquisition innovation efforts on the private sector. And this has been a constant refrain ever since I've been on the federal acquisition beat, that not just at DHS, mind you, but at agencies all throughout the government, is to try to improve relations between agency managers and industry officials to help smooth and streamline the process to make sure communication is top-notch so that both parties understand what the other is looking for to help speed this purchasing, government purchasing process. So that's definitely the case at DHS as well.
And these have all passed in the current session.
Yeah, they've all passed the full House. So now they're on to the Senate. This is, again, where last year the two bills in question, there was a hearing last year. In part, it was to promote two bills that incorporated some of these same themes. They didn't even make it out of the full House, if memory serves correctly. So they're already ahead of where they were last year. But I think, again, part of why the sort of the powers that be in the House tried to push these through under suspension of the rules was to help sort of push these through very in a very quick and dedicated way, and to make it clear, hopefully, to the Senate side that these are of some importance.
And did they pass with fair amount of bipartisan support?
Yeah, entirely so. So the last one, I didn't get the exact vote count, but the first three, two of the first three passed on March 20 unanimously. And the third passed only with one dissenter.
So it's up to the Senate now at this point.
It is up to the Senate, absolutely. So one would have to believe that if the Senate can get its act together and push these types of bills or bills that are similar enough to it so that they can survive conference, that if they can actually push these types of bills through, that the president would be on board with it.
Sam Skolnick is a contracts reporter at Bloomberg BNA. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Find more information and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.